Zeche Nishmas Avimur Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Hashem, and Yeshua Fala. Okay, welcome everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I see everyone's here. Okay. Okay, so we are on packet Yud. Where is everybody? I don't see. How many people here now? Ezra?
No. Yeah. 15.
Rabbi Levi. Shalom. Where's Rabbi Levi?
I'm here.
Hi. I wanted to write up to the thing we did. I'm writing something. I want to write what you said yesterday about the... You're Mechavin to the Alter Rebbe. Well, what's your Hebrew name, your first name in Hebrew?
Meir Yosef.
Meir Yosef. And Levi spelled Lamed Vav Yud?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not a Levi.
You're not a Levi. Okay. No. But your name is Rav Meir Yosef Levi.
Meir Yosef.
Okay. Meir Yosef.
Thank you very much.
The idea is that everyone should acknowledge the coming of Shabbos and the Emunah of Hashem, so that's a personal thing that everyone has to do. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we are now on Packet Yud. So we did the Alter Rebbe. Okay. Okay, let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 10 and then page 11. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Olam Yashkim Odom Be'erv Shabbos Baboker. A person should get up early on Erev Shabbos. L'troch l'hachin tzorch Shabbos. Right, he should wake up early and he should start getting ready for Shabbos. Shekin hisa Moshe Rabbeinu be'ezi ridas hamon pechinu esav sheyaviu ve'ha'hava ha'isa b'boker. You see, ve'yukatu esav b'boker b'boker. So it's, in other words, they went out and they collected the mud in the morning. Baboker, baboker. So it says, in other words, first it speaks about, you know, Vilkul Toso, baboker, baboker, and then they were doing the Hachana. Chayin Omru, Olam Yashkim Adam Lotso Shabbos, Shenemar, Vechiru Es Asher Yavil Altar. So he says, it should be early in the morning, in the Shachris, Shenema Vayam Yom HaShishi. V'darshu Chachom Ein V'haya El Biyad. V'yaki Kama Plishti. V'maisa De Goliath V'David. Havavi Shemotzi Odom Mishachris Mitzvah Sheyosif Kodom HaErev. So he said that he should you should do it in the morning. Then he says you should wait till Friday. Mitzvah lahamtim al yom vav liknos b'cholim, because it's more nicker that it's covered Shabbos. Then he says, "Imochrim b'boker mitzvah lechas af kodem atfila." But normally, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to do things before davening. You're not allowed to be osik in your tzrachim before davening. Sometimes people are not nizer in this. There's also halacha, you're not allowed to go on the derech before davening. You know, a lot of times people do this. They go, like, they want to go to the mountains. So they'll drive, like, halfway, and they'll find a minyan somewhere, you know, in the middle, so then they already made half their trip. So, you know, before they, they'll go early in the morning, and they'll get there in time for davening. So that's a question, is that a proper thing to do? So some poskim held that was not a proper thing to do. Because when you go to the mountains, you're not going there to daven. No one goes to the mountains to daven. It happens to be that's where you want to be, and there's davening, they offer davening there, but you can't say you're going to daven. So that Rav Ben Zion Vosner, he wrote a whole tshuva about this. Rav Ben Zion Vosner was involved in the Eruv here, in the Mount Sinai side of the Eruv. He was involved in putting up that Eruv. So he writes very interesting tshuvas. Very, very good tshuvas he writes. So he comes out against people taking long trips. Even though you're going to take the trip, you know there's a minyan in Monticello. So you're going to drive, and you have to be in Monticello anyway. So you're going to drive to Monticello to daven there. So he thought that. So some people do that. There are people that do that. But he was against that. Lemaisa, you know, he even points out, the Ramah says, if you say brachas already, so then you could have some more coolness to do things, which you already at least said brachas.
Meaning, if I'm going for my health at all, and it's a 5-minute drive before the Temple.
Right. Because so, that's a normal thing. In other words, right. It's a normal thing to drive in your community, so you don't have to go to the shul that's next door to you. If you want to drive to another shul, so it's muchach milsa that some people will take a 5-minute, 10-minute drive to go to shul. But no one's going to go to another, you know, it's when it's muchach milsa that you're not doing it to daven. You're doing it because you want to do something else. So if you want to do something else, so that's what he thought is not right. Again, you have the cool of the Ramah that if you said brachas, there could be. But he thought that better not to rely on that.
What about
you? Yeah, that's a question Jacob Silberger says. What if you have a bris? So people are making on that. In other words, say they live in Manhattan and there's a bris in Brooklyn, right? So they'll drive to the bris, to daven there. So I think the Kloisenberger Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, was against that practice. Because it also, but that, I don't know, that became sort of mutter. I don't know, is that so poshut that should be allowed? I think they quote, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Kloisenberger Rebbe who didn't allow that. He didn't like that. What right do you have to... But you go for the bris. The bris, they happen to offer davening also. But the Minhag HaOlam, in the Sefer Masoros Moshe, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, he says, Rabbi Moshe himself said you could be making all of that in some situation. So, but Rav Vosner wrote this very nice tshuva. I happen to like a lot of his tshuvas.
Rebbe,
yes.
What would happen if you left before?
Wait, where are you? See, they gave me this device now. It only allows four people on the screen at once. So, okay, yeah. Is this Roey talking?
Yeah, this is Roey.
Hi, how are you, Roey?
Hashem.
How's Washington?
Washington's okay. It's raining.
It's raining? Okay.
Yeah. My question is, what happens if you would leave before his mom? Like, let's say you leave at 4 in the morning. So you can't even daven at home. So he would say you have to wait. You can't. You're not allowed.
No,
to
then you would
before.
Be allowed. But the question is, once this man came, will you do you have to stop? And that would be. That's a question. Whether is there a din of maskil beheter or something like that or not? But no, okay. You wouldn't have to wait if it's already that this man yet. You know, there's a separate issue that it says in the Gemara. That's in Pesachim. Lolam. You know, Yetzi Adam Mechitov, that you're supposed to really try to go out in the daylight. It's safer.
Hey, God, thank you.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, what happens if you're going to a shul that's like a unique place to go, and even though it's not the total goal of your journey and where you're trying to go, but like you're stopping at like a unique place to daven?
No, would you want to daven with a certain Rebbe?
Yeah. Like there is Israel, you stop somewhere. On the way, like,
so you're going there to daven. That's your point.
For your journey, your ultimate goal is to get somewhere else, but you're stopping at a cool place to daven.
Yeah.
Would that be allowed? Or?
Yeah. So pashtus is what's the real kavanah. In other words, if the real kavanah is really you want to go on the journey, then it's not so simple that you could do that. That's what Ben-Zion Vosner writes. That's asiyas tzrach of korav atfila. But he's saying when it comes to, but what the Rosh Hashanah is saying is when it comes to preparing for Shabbos, even before tefillah, you could. And page 11, Siv Beis, Mitzvah Lahamtim Al Yom Vav Liknos Macholim, Av Sheyesh Torah Yosef Zendikar Yosef Hakov and Shabbos. So first, he likes to. Whether you wait on you do it on Friday. Because if you're not going to find it on Friday in the store, then you can buy. So even go before the tefillah to buy things for Shabbos. So Tzorchei Shabbos is very, very important. So I told you, if anyone didn't see that thing where Rabbi David Feinstein, you have to see it. The clip of Rabbi David in Aaron's on Thursday night, you have to see it. Because of Rambam, Afal Pisha
Ya'ar. Rabbi, do you think you did it?
What?
Rabbi, do you think you did it Thursday night, so this way he doesn't have to go out Friday morning right after davening?
Yeah, because he gave the shir. He gave his shir Friday morning. His chumash shir. It wouldn't be shy.
Yeah, but the shir is 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, but so yeah, but it would be too bevulbal, too rushed. First, it didn't make sense, and then he has to bring it home to his rabbi. It would, you know.
But did Yaitse the Kavod Shabbos Friday night, Thursday night?
Yeah. He was into Kavod Shabbos also on Thursday, Reb David. At certain times of taking haircuts where they were allowed for Kavod Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Harari can maybe tell you if he's Rabbi Harari on the Zoom now. When he gets on the Zoom, so he would do certain things on Thursday, the Kavod Shabbos. The Zerah Abadi has a truth about that, because the Anche Mishmar, they used to do things on Thursday, the Kavod Shabbos.
It's another riot.
Yeah.
In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it talks about the Yoshevor Shechag, and you can say, you move to the Chavis B'Yom Chavishi.
Right.
The Mechavis, so it's not over there, you move to the Chavis B'Yom
Chavishi. Right.
Huh?
Right.
Yeah.
And then he quotes the thing about the preparing. You know, the different Amorim. And the last line is V'lo yomar ki efkum kvodi shezo kvodo shemechabed as a Shabbos. He can't say that I'm gonna. It's not covetic for me to do it. You know, because he says that's your covet, that you mechabed Shabbos. Yeah. So that's why I told you I have the minute that I set the table for Shabbos on Thursday night. The real reason I did this is because for these Shabbos now, you know, because in a house where you have little kids and this, the Shabbos table becomes the dumping ground for the whole week. Everything per person brings it home, it dumps it here. So at the end of the week, you have a whole table with. So the ikar of setting the table for Shabbos in our house is just clearing the table. Once the table is cleared, to actually set the table doesn't take long. But it's the clearing of the table that takes forever.
The mail.
Yeah, exactly. The mail gets dumped in, and then the next day's mail, next season. Yeah. So he says, "Lo, he shouldn't say ki efkom kvodi shezel kvodo shemechabed es Shabbos because of zel loshon chiyev fatur lo hiskir loshon chiyev." The Rambam says, "Lo tzasik loshon shemais." Here, let's see loshon Rambam.
On the second line, baby.
One second. So, what page?
Where we are in the Shulchan.
Yeah, no. Say, did I Xerox the Rambam here? No.
Okay. And that's all the
other things. The Rambam. Yeah. How will be shared? Chashu be Yosef dvar men hashuk. Chayv lasas dvar mishim tzorach Shabbos begufo. On page 11. In other words, this is perhaps the mocker of the Alter Rebbe. He says, "Chayiv lasas dvarim hashem." It's a chiyuv. Shehim letzarcha Shabbos megufo. So that's he's saying. That's something mitzvah shemegufo. So then he says, "Because of the loshon chiyuv, a torah shulchan aruch lo skira loshon chiyuv." In other words, the Rambam used loshon chiyuv. He says the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't use the Lashon Chiv. That the Rambam, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch says, Yashkim v'hachin. Yishtada v'hachin ba'atzmo. He says, look what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 17. Yashkim v'bokim v'yom shishi l'hachin tzorchi Shabbos v'afil yesh lo kam avodim yishtada v'hachin ba'atzmo. And the Rambam's Lashon, the Rosh Hashanah quotes it here in Halacha Gimel, is Av Mishaya Adam Chashav Yosef Yidak Likach Meshul Chayiv Lasas Dvarim Shehi Litzorach Hashabbos Begufo. So it's interesting that Rosh Hashanah is pointing out that the Poskim, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch don't use the Lashon Chayiv. The Rambam uses the Lashon Chayiv. And he thinks that maybe the Rambam doesn't really mean Chiv Gomer. The Rambam would only mean Osim Batzma. So he says that he doesn't think, he's not convinced that the Rambam really means Chiv. Chiv Gomer. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Lashon Chayiv. But the way we saw it in Alter Rebbe, he means Chayiv. So the Shulchan Aruch has, but the Rambam doesn't have. The Rambam is in Perek Lamed. Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Vav, and the Shulchan Aruch here is in in Reish Nun Sefalf. So he says he doesn't think that he reads because he says Rabbi Mugdolim ain't osim ba'atzman. He says that there are many Gedolim that didn't do themselves. But there's an Indian to do yourself. Rabbi Chalap tells a story that he was once, I think, in Yerushalayim. He was, and there was a Sheva Brachas being made. I don't know where. Maybe it was in Rav Yashiv's house or something. And Rav Yashiv was setting the table. You know, on one hand, you know, they always tell you the stories about Rav Yashiv. He didn't waste a second, which he didn't. But you know, but Rabbi Chalap likes to tell the story of. But you see Rabbi Chalap, Rabbi Meir, ask him about the story when he saw Rabbi Yashiv setting the table for a Sheva Brachas. You'll get him excited because he'll, you know, you'll perk up memories. You know, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
I saw Rabbi Cohen yesterday. What?
I was on for Rabbi Meir for Shabbos, so I came Friday afternoon, you know, from Lakewood. I came to the house. So when I walked in the door, Reb Moshe was in the middle of carrying the leifter to the table.
Uh-huh.
I saw him carrying the leifter from the shelf to the table.
To the table.
Okay. What else he did, I don't know.
Yeah, so he says, for all the B'sha Hashem Choshem Mishayu Osim Ba'atzman, Shemamim Yishar Rabim Lo Osu Ba'atzman, El Huhidur Mitzvah. That's, so he says, So he says, it's interesting what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He's saying, they mentioned three Amoraim that did it. So it's mashma, only these three did it. And mashma, most of them didn't do it. In other words, Fakir, we were saying yesterday, you see this Indian of everyone doing it, and the Alter Rebbe, he's saying, no, Fakir, it's only these three did it. All the other Amoraim didn't do it. You see how he turned the whole thing, he turned it on the head. And he says, Hidr mitzvah, it's laid on the Shosein Osos, he says, our wives do it, so, okay, you can help. Obviously you can help, it's a big thing to help.
Also good for Shalom Bayis.
Good for Shalom Bayis. But it's so interesting how the Aruch HaShulchan, like, it just shows you how you can medayik fakert for the same Gemara, that we were saying from what the Alter Rebbe says, he was medayek fakir. No, fakir. Only these three did it.
Why did according to him that only these three did it?
Because these three did the Hidur Mitzvah.
So then we'd have a problem with Salah.
What?
How could you prove by Mitzvah relation with Shlufay then?
Right. So how can you prove mitzvah bo yosu b'shlucho? No. So then the answer is like this: that because we had the Alter Rebbe's kasha, because really it's that they were potter because tarasom nosa. So then they wanted to do it. Alter hidden mitzvah. The question is: did they have a right to do it? So we said the answer is it's a mitzvah magufo. He's saying that's what the Alter Rebbe said, Rabbi Levi said, but he's saying it's just a hidden mitzvah, and gufo, that's the hidden, maybe that's gufo, the hidden mitzvah that you should do.
So when the Rebbe was learning Gemara, the Gemara gave example of three people, but who had been, all the tzaddikim did it, every Shaima Torah mitzvahs did it, I guess.
That's what we said yesterday. But Aruch HaShulchan is saying,
if the tzaddikim didn't do it, then why weren't they doing it?
Shasham choshev mishayu osu ba'atzmam, shmamin asherabim lo asu ba'atzmam. And he said rabim, meaning rabim even of the Amoraim. Right? Because he's saying, the Gemara says, Chashid Misha Hayu Osim Ba'atzman. Shema Min HaSharabim Lo Osu Ba'atzman. Because if he's saying that it's a mitzvah b'gufo, then everyone should be doing it. He's saying not. Even, I think he means even the other Marayim didn't necessarily do it. Elu Hidr Mitzvah, Vetzleinu Shoseinu Osus Mechines Ba'atzman, Fishto K'gufo. So it's not so. Then he says, "I am kushos achron lahagras." So that's what he probably means. To look at the kushos achron from the gras, and he says, "Not like me." Maybe that's goofy what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying in this ha'ara. To look at the kushos achron from the gras, and he's saying, "No, it's not just a hidden mitzvah; it's a chiyuv." Like Rabbi Levi said yesterday, that everyone has to have a chiyuv to acknowledge the coming of Shabbos.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yes, I'm listening. Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes. Yes.
Rebbe, we can't hear you, Rebbe. The whole thing's static.
You can't hear me. Okay.
Rebbe.
Okay, so what do I do? Someone want to help me?
Rebbe?
Okay, I heard you. One second.
Tell him from the
share.
Maybe he can't hear us.
I can hear you.
Rebbe, yes, or has it over
there? You can't hear at all? I don't get a battery on if it was.
Good. Now I see everybody. Do you hear me? At what point did you not hear me? Well, at what point, what was the last thing you heard me say? Yitzchak? Did you hear me say that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying different?
You were reading the Aruch HaShulchan inside.
And I said that the Aruch HaShulchan was saying that it's not a chiv. He's right. Medayik from the Gemara Faket. That only these people did it. Mashma, everyone else didn't do it. And it's really a mitzvah bo yotzer. It's really just a hidur mitzvah, and the ma'aser most people didn't do it. And then he says, "Ayin kudrus achron lahagras." So could be what he means is that if you look in the Alter Rebbe, you'll see not like me. In other words, he himself is pointing out that he's saying different from the Alter Rebbe.
Isn't he?
He's
coming here to be
Melech Yesher. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan was a big Melech Yesher. And all the Menhagim that people did. He was he was always Melech Yesher. And people
he was a Rav.
Right, that's what. Yeah.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, is it a mitzvah? Or just.
He says it's a hidden mitzvah.
Do it at all? Is it just a hidden mitzvah?
Yeah, and he says, and most people let their wives do it. Of course, you should always help out. Shalom Bayis, it's very important to help out. But it's later in the Shoseina Osos Mechines Batzman Mechavit Shabbos. Ishto Kegufo.
Ishto Kegufo is better than Shliach, I guess.
Yeah, Ishto Kegufo is better than Shliach. It's not going to help for Shalom Bayis, like Rabbi Hess said, if he really needs you, but. Yeah.
Well, that you have to do on Tuesday, don't you?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I was wondering, how does he get around the question of the Alter Rebbe, or the Shulchan, explaining how they had the right to be with Alter Rebbe, if he doesn't say like that?
Yeah, right. So that's the problem. Avigdah's asking. So if the Aruch HaShulchan say what he's saying, then the Alter Rebbe's kasha comes back. If the Rosso of Nosso. So Alter Rebbe says, how are these Amoraim able to bevatal Torah to get ready for Shabbos? They're Torah Sum Nasa. So So he says that in a Karami, that's why they, it's a, because it's a Chovah Shebegufo. It's a Chovah Shebegufo that there's no Torah, so don't have to. There was no one saying you're going to be putter from, you know, from something that from putting on tefillin. You have to put on tefillin.
Did the Rebbe point out the halacha beis? Maybe that explains your thoughts on
halacha. Let's see halacha beis now. Mitzvah lahamtin.
Mitzvah. Norcha shulchan.
Al yom vav liknos macholim. Af sheyesh torach yoser. The b'zeh nika yoser akovet Shabbos.
Especially, you know, the buying of food should be, maybe it includes leil vav.
Yeah, leil vav, yeah. Omna mashalo yimtza b'yom vav b'hechrech lachim b'kodim. Right. So it could even go korah v'tefila.
Just they want the food to be
fresh. I mean, that's when. But today we have fridges, we have freezers, so you know, especially this time of year, you got to wait till Friday, then you might end up being machal Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're gonna start to go to the, you know, there're gonna be big lines there, so you have to take that into account also. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham now, page 21. Yashkim, the Shulchan Aruch says Yashkim b'boker b'yom hashishi, lachin tzarech Shabbos. So says the Magen Avraham, b'yom vav mi b'yom hey. That is better to do it on Friday than on Thursday. V'yomer al kol dovah shekona zel l'kavet Shabbos. Lashon Yesh Lukos v'ensim tov kain ayin beis aleph. So tov kuf ayin beis aleph. Here. He says in Tavka Vayin Beis Aleph, the Masher Yesh Luknus Biyom Hey. Let's see in the Machtzis HaShekel. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the Machatzis HaShekel. The Machatzis HaShekel, whenever you learn the Magen Avraham, you have to learn the Machatzis HaShekel.
What page are we on?
Page 21.
Machatzis HaShekel.
Machatzis HaShekel is at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Machatzis HaShekel was a very important parish on the Magen Avraham. I remember one year, there was a Rav in Florida, maybe you heard of him, Rabbi Stern, Rabbi Tuvia Stern, Tibor Stern. You ever hear of him? Yeah, he was a Hungarian Rav. He was a Hungarian Rav. He was a big Talmud Chacham, and he once donated. He had a notebook somehow of a handwritten notebook from the Machatzis HaShekel, and he donated it to the YU library. So the head librarian, Mrs. Pearl Berger, asked me to come to the presentation. And he came. He was the Rav in Tower 41. Everyone has to be, you know, everyone has to have a grandmother in Tower 41. It's like part of the Indian to have a grandmother who lives in. Yes. So my wife's grandmother, she used to live in Tower 41. So we used to go visit her there. So he was the Rav of Tower 41. So he says. Look at the Machatzis HaShekel, Simon Reishnun. Yomer, the Dibur Yochel Kedush Shabbos also Dovak, Dibur Bodom Lod Ova Reku. When he's saying this is Kovet Shabbos, you should say it. Ayin Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Beis, Shekosan Engel Kosrim Tainis Al Tzibur Shir Yomer Tainis HaRishon Biyom Hei. The Sheyiru Sheyiknu HaTzibur Biyom Hei, Vatzuch Shnei Sudos Gedolos Echel Tzuch HaLayla, He said, "We'll call you. Vechel the Suda Shabbos. Yisru Sharov Bala Olam Hiskaya Shah Kiadaimlo Nisparsim Gzeris Atainis. So Zemuchach Shadaka Beyon Likos Kutsuch Shams Beyom Hei. So he says that, says in Shulchan Aruch that Ein Gozrim Tainis Alatzibur. That there was when you're making a tanesim, the first tainis shouldn't be on Thursday, because people are gonna see that people are buying food on Thursday, and they're buying it for what? To break the fast, right? And one for Suda Shabbos. So they're gonna think that there's a famine happening. In other words, people are gonna think there's a famine happening, and then the prices are going to go up. Because not everyone knew that there was a tightness declared. So people are thinking that they're buying so much food now on Thursday for Shabbos and this extra food, and they don't realize that that's because there was a tightness declared. They're thinking it's some famine is happening, so they're going to raise the prices. Because they're going to start hoarding food and they're going to charge a lot for the food. But you see from this halacha, that they used to buy the food for Shabbos on Thursday. Because that's the case. You had the tainis on Thursday, and you're buying Shabbos food on Thursday, so then they would think that there was a famine happening. So that's what he says over here. So he says, Yosha told Likdos Biyom Vav Biyom Hei. Ayim B'Seder Hayom. You see here, the Magen Avraham is quoting that Sefer that we learned yesterday. The Seder Hayom. V'Avu B'Sheichim Mashkom Mitzvah Hishi Yosef Gam Ben Hashmashos. So Nema V'Hayom Mishnah. So he should buy more later. That is Litzav the Shnei Tavshimin. Okay, so it could be that a person buys on Thursday, it could be also Mukhach that it's for Shabbos. I guess it depends on the Metzias. So you gotta see. Also, you just have to be practical.
So my question is, do you have to do it on Friday, or if somebody sets everything up on Thursday and he goes to learn a whole day Friday? Is he Yaitza?
Yes, so take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here, page 24 rather. Look what he writes, it's Siv Beis. Yosef told she yikta biyom chamishi, she midkar she yosef shul kovit shabbos. Loma do she tzorich hachana rabba. But something takes a long time to prepare, he says, this time of the year that the days are short, so he says, the fakir, in the shorter days, it's better to do it on Thursday. But you're asking that
is it a din on Friday, or is it din hachana l'Shabbos? Like Hillel did already Sunday, Monday hachana l'Shabbos.
Right. So that's what the Magen Avraham speaks about. Also, do we paskin like Shammai or not? Mitzvah lachim chad b'Shabbat on Shabbos k'Shammai. And you see the Magen Avraham, page 21. He says, "Bedarkei Moshe Kosev Meorzaru Mitzvah Lachim Mechad B'Shabbat Ol Shabbos K'Shabbai." Alvi Shabru Hillel Midacheres Haisabo Hachi Peros Avu Pishu Kol Matzav Yudushim Shemayim Haisabo Midas Zos Aval Gam Hillel Modeshem Midas Be'Shabbai Adifa Tvei. So. But you're asking a good question. What if, in other words, some people are very last-minute people, and some people are more, you want to have it, from before. So is that considered a chisaron?
Well, what's the lashon ha-magen avram aleph?
Yeah.
Yosef told me about it again, hey?
Yosef told me, yeah. He says, Yosef Tov, Liknos Biyom Vav Biyom Hei, because it's Nikar.
Why is that?
Because he's shopping on Friday in the store. Obviously, it's for Kavod Shabbos. It's more noticeable.
That's my shayla. Or was it because it's fresher?
Yeah.
But if this month is everything, comes on Wednesday.
Yeah, so Mustafa, and he himself saying when the days are short, so I don't know. I would think, you do it on Thursday, it should be good.
Okay.
We'll see when Rav Harari gets on, he'll tell you some story from Rav David about taking a haircut on Thursday. I'll call it Shabbos. They say Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, he would stay up Mishmar Thursday night, and he would learn straight till Shabbos. But it could be that was when he was a bacher in the mir, so I don't know if it's a riot from that. But he would stay up Mishmar Thursday night, and he would already get dressed for Shabbos on Thursday. So he was already showered, ready for Shabbos, and then he would learn straight till Shabbos, from Thursday till Shabbos. I once said this to my son. All the videos you have on the computer today. So I said to my son, it's worth the whole internet that you should see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum speaking and learning at a chasana. So if you ever went to a chasana, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was there. So everyone would gather around him, and he would ask some kasha learning, and they would be tumbling and learning. And that was a sight to see. And, my son would have never seen it. He's too young. He would never have seen it. So it's worth the internet that he could be able to see. So if you never saw it, you should go online and find to see Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was the Mir Rosh Hashiva in Brooklyn. And he was from the younger people in Shanghai. So he was from the younger people. And he was a man that... You see, he was a man that was super masmid. In other words, he didn't leave. The second Seder ended in the mirror, like 8 o'clock. He wouldn't leave until the Seder's over. That means that if you wanted him to be your Masada Kedushin, he's not going to leave Seder early and come. He's going to leave Seder when Seder is, and then you have to make your wedding, to fit, his afternoon Seder. So if you want him to be the Masada Kedushin. He didn't go to any of these conventions and any of these things. You need people like that. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but you need people like that. It's not for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. It's not good for everybody. But there are yechidim, like Rav Elyashiv. The story. Rav Elyashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman are muchotanim. And the kids married each other. And so at the wedding, wasn't over, and Rav Elyashiv has his coat on, ready to go, ready to leave. The wedding's not over. Where's he going? He says, because he has a Seder. Every morning he wakes out at a certain time to learn before davening. If he's going to stay to the end of the wedding, he's not going to be able to keep the Seder. So he was leaving. So, for most people, that would be inappropriate. But you have to have, sometimes you need an extreme one way because there's so many extremes in the other way. And many, I don't think it was something that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to do. You understand? But this was his own kid's wedding, you understand? But okay, sometimes you have an extreme in one way, it balances things up. But that was the idea. Okay. Okay, Rav Moshe. Okay, let's see what else that I want to, okay. This is a Chassid Sofer, we'll do more. Okay, we're going to stop here for now. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish up here, pack it, and Be'ez Hashem will have Chumash. And then Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, will go back to having our Skiris for Kabbalonis, Shiurim on Sunday. So let me just say hello to everybody, Yitzchak Carroll, and Yonah Moisey, and Moshe Carroll, and Rebecca Kesselman, and Ilan, Sasson of Yishai Samoa, Kiva Poppers, Rory Hertzfeld, Yudha Shitris, Michael, and Lolo, and Rabbi Yisrael Katan, and Rabbi Levy, and Nathan Bauer, and Benjamin Averman, and Rory Hertzfeld, and Akiva Poppers, and Yitzchak Karam, Yonah Moisey, Rabbi Kesselman, Moshe Karam, Yisrael Sasson, Rory Hertzfeld, Akiva Poppers, Yosef Katan, and Nathan Bauer. So Akiva, what's new in the yeshiva? What's going to be?
Regarding
everything. What? When are they opening the? When is the place going to be back to normal?
So I know it's a topic of discussion right now amongst the higher.